This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing is precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
But, you know, riveting stuff. With us now on the Western Hotline is our friend Tyler Dunn, golongtd.com. We won't put you on the spot asking you what you're watching right now, Tyler, but in general, how are things?
Tight end game film is what Tyler's watching.
Yes, would love that.
Things are good. Things are good. Yeah, living down here in the glorious southern tier now. Grew up in the greater Salamanca, Ellicottville area. So built a house, three kids, life's crazy. Wouldn't want it any other way.
Where was your last road trip?
Last road trip, I drove to Allen Park, Michigan last week, and then Foxborough a week or two before that.
Detroit, for the Lions? Was that what you were doing in Michigan?
Yeah. I sat down with Al-Quineen Muhammad, who is a maniac. That story will be out tomorrow. He's a wild man. And also, always love learning about Dan Campbell. I mean, you can't, like, the Dan Campbell stories are just nonstop from players, from coaches. Love everything he does there. It's really a blueprint for every coach, yeah. Every team. Even though they lost, I get it. But, you know, maybe you don't want your players smacking other players across the face like Brian Branch did. But it was funny, guys. Did you hear, was it Zaire Franklin came out for the Colts? He was like, yeah, Juju needed that. Like, we all love what Brian Branch. So yeah, I guess maybe it pays to get smacked.
It's nice when you're a figure in the league that other players think needs to get punched. That's good. And on Campbell, like, it's a very vague thing to say because, you know, what are you going to think of to counter it? But has the entirety of NFL media ever been more wrong about someone than we all were about Dan Campbell? He was a joke when he took that job.
You know what, Bulldog? It's not just media. You know, I was chatting with somebody who was seated in that Cleveland Browns front office when they were looking for a head coach, when they might have hired Freddie Kitchens. And when Dan Campbell had his interview, I mean, Jimmy Haslam really couldn't get past the fact that this was a coach who wanted to run the ball and play good defense. I mean, they were so obsessed with analytics. They just looked at him like a dinosaur. So it wasn't just, you know, self-righteous media members laughing at Dan Campbell, which was always ridiculous and to be expected, I guess. It was, you know, people making the decisions. You know, they looked down at him. So I love it, man. I mean, football, as long as there's blocking and tackling and you physically have to move another human being, I suppose in our lifetime, you know, they'll stick flags and belts and try to get people to watch. But until then, like, you need a coach who emphasizes this stuff. It matters. And he emphasized it from day one and completely turned around one of the most losing franchises in NFL history.
I guess I just feel like I have to say, I don't think he's Dan Campbell without the numbers, though. Like, that's the thing about him is he won over everybody. I thought Bulldog was about to say, has there ever been a coach that everybody liked more or respected more?
That's like, same, yeah.
He's way up there on that list, but you know, some guys have the pull. They have the aura. They have the ability to, you know, get you to run through the proverbial wall. for them. But a lot of those same guys, like, might be stereotyping, don't give you the other thing.
Well, certainly. He definitely looked like the stereotype and came off like the stereotype that would never respect that stuff. That's a part of the story, I think.
Yeah.
And he started 4-19-1. I mean, I think Brian Callahan was just fired. He had a 4-19 record with the Titans. But just goes to show it's how it looked, right? Even when they're losing all those games early on, I mean, you could tell he was building something. I mean, these players, they wanted to run through a brick wall. I remember sitting out with Penei Sewell at one point, you know, early on in this rebuild, and he just looked me dead in the eye, and he's like, "I would die on a football field for this team, this coach." I'm like, get out of here. That's, you know, you're exaggerating. He goes, "No, I would die on a field." Like, so, like, Dan Campbell and Brad Holmes, they know exactly what they're looking for inside of players, and I think that's a big part of it, too, is like, yeah, the speeches are awesome. You know, he wants to throw you in the deep end and see if you can swim with his team. All those analogies work. But I think Dan Campbell knows it's got to be in you. Like, you can't just, you know, hand out toughness pills to your players. Like, you've got to be looking for something when you're drafting guys and signing guys. And they always know what they're looking for when they're building a roster.
With Tyler Dunn, so back to home base here, this is the question of the week. Like, just what you think the Bills really are. I mean, they have lost two games in a row every one of these years. And I can only sort of remember, but do think that right now, last year, after two straight losses, which were pretty ugly themselves, we're like, you know, maybe this isn't that bad. And they won almost every game the rest of the way. How do you feel about this year's version?
Right, at least this time around, fellas, there's no concussion controversy, and we're all wondering, did Josh Allen really, you know, suffer a concussion banging his head on the turf there at NRG Stadium? So I guess that's the sunny side up, right? But there's a lot that is going wrong. I mean, I'm sure you guys have been power ranking it all week. I mean, I don't even know where you start, because it is concerning. Like, back to how things look, like, this just, it doesn't look right. You know, it seems like the offense doesn't even really know what it wants to be. But I'd probably start with the defense. You know, when you give up 335 first half yards to the Atlanta Falcons, like, that's problem number one, especially when you've got a head coach whose specialty is on that side of the ball. Like, every team has injuries, and the Bills have injuries. Those are real on both sides of the ball. But watching that Atlanta game, I just kept thinking back to the 49ers and Rams a couple weeks ago, Thursday night. Kyle Shanahan, what's his specialty? It's offense. And you look at everybody that he's without in that game: Brock Purdy, Ricky Pearsall, Brandon Ayuk, Jawan Jennings, Ben Bartsch, his guard, George Kittle, you know, maybe the best player on their entire team, Nick Bosa, is out. And what does Shanahan do? He gets 342 passing yards out of Matt freaking Jones, who by the way, wasn't healthy himself when they beat the Rams,
right,
you know,
right,
a team with Super Bowl aspirations. So I don't know. I think, like, you've got to ask for more out of your head coach to kind of patch these leaks and just make it work with what you have, and maybe not give up 300-plus yards and a half. So there's a lot of problems, but I guess I'd start there, because it's reminiscent of the playoffs when you're down a couple guys and Patrick Mahomes barely, you know, breaks a sweat.
I respect starting there, and certainly it's, you know, indisputable what happened. But they also only gave up the 21 points and then held them to a field goal in the second half. And that brings us to the offense, Tyler, because that has been, despite McDermott's area of expertise, that should be and has been, I think, this team's fastball is Josh Allen and an offense that can light up the scoreboard. And they look like they've lost their way here the last couple of weeks.
Yeah, it's like, you know, you shouldn't just lose Dalton Kincaid, Curtis Samuel, and then Josh Palmer soon into the game and look that feeble. Like, you know, I can't sit here and, you know, defend Josh Allen in the offense when they score 14 points, you know, in a dome. Isn't it wild, though? Like, a few years ago, I remember, like, talking to Bills players about this, and they kind of lamented the fact that they had an offense that was built for a dome. And that I think Isaiah McKenzie said this on their show, if we got Cincinnati in a dome, we would have blown them out. And he's probably right. And so what did they do out of that playoff loss? They changed the structure of their offense. And I think there was a lot of intelligence to that. Like, you got pushed around in your own house by Cincinnati. You just looked like a soft football team when it mattered most. So you, you put resources into the offensive line. You emphasize running the ball. I mean, it definitely was made clear to Joe Brady, this is the direction that we want to take this thing. And you're a one game from the Super Bowl last year. So there's a lot of good there, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's good to run the ball, as we were just saying with Dan Campbell. But now there you are in a dome, and it just looks like a completely different offense than what everybody's used to. So maybe they can't really toggle between play styles, you know, and blowtorch teams with 3, 4, 5 wide while also bashing away with the run. So that's a big problem. I don't know. I still, you know, maybe it's unpopular. I still like what the GM did over the offseason. I think that Brandon Bean, like, is looking at the big picture, and to him, the best way to help Josh Allen is by building up a defense, giving him an offensive line. I think he's looking at Miami and even Cincinnati and seeing all that money tied up in those receivers and their roster construction and thinking, no, we don't want to get caught up into those issues. But, man, they definitely lack explosion. And, you know, you shouldn't just lose a couple guys and see it go bad so fast, I suppose.
With Tyler Dunn, the big question, apart from these issues internally, in terms of the playoffs, I think, is the Patriots. At least that's the first question, is, like, maybe there will be a Kansas City one later. There often is. But whether New England is good enough to push them, what do you think?
They absolutely are good enough to push the Bills. You know, I get a kick out of it. I talked to a lot of those former coaches with the Chicago Bears for our Caleb Williams, Ryan Poles, you know, Bears series ahead of the season. And I get it. You know, there'll be pushback and folks will say, oh, it's sour grapes. They have an axe to grind. They're pissed off. They lost their jobs. And one of the reasons was their quarterback didn't care that much. But they provide detail, right? They're giving you stories. It was pretty jarring to then talk to a former coach for the Patriots who got fired, that was on Gerard Mayo's staff, and hear him just gush about Drake May and paint him as a future star in this league because of how he works. Basically the opposite of Caleb Williams in every conceivable way. How he sees the field, the pre-snap, the pre-snap brains to know where he's going to go with the football, but also the post-snap, like the spatial awareness to kind of see in his peripheral vision everything that's going on in addition to the big arm, the athleticism. This is somebody that is going to put in the work, and he thought he'd be a top five quarterback in 2026. You know, he thought it'd take that long for him to kind of grasp Josh McDaniels' offense that puts so much on your plate, and also for the Patriots to maybe get a weapon because they don't really have a lot of weapons at all. And here he is. He's a top five quarterback right now. They're on that rookie quarterback contract. They just spent, $270 million to get Mike Vrabel kind of guys. They just beat the Bills in their house. I think about an easy schedule. I think this goes right to December with the Patriots and the Bills.
With Tyler Dunn, golongtd.com. Best team in the league right now is not obvious. You might have how many, you know, possible teams that could lay claim to that? Maybe 8? Maybe more? I don't know. Who would your answer be?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing is precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever. You can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence Data, 1H2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
United Healthcare nurse Crystal checked in on a patient.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell in her voice that she was struggling.
Crystal knew she needed help.
And I knew that this is very serious. This is like septic. This is life-threatening.
And she knew just what to do.
And I called the hospital and said, she's coming in. Here are her labs.
And got her the help she needed.
I see my role at United Healthcare as a life-saving role.
Hear more stories like Crystal's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
Yeah. Do people like this parity? You know, this is what the league wants, right? Like they kind of want everybody at 2-4 to 4-2. And I don't know. I'm not going to take that Daniel Jones bait again. And you know, Aaron Rodgers is winning games, but it's dinking and dunking and, you know, kind of winning with the tipped field goal the way Mike Tomlin teams do. We'll see what happens in the playoffs with them. So that's like the silver lining here for Buffalo is you still have the reigning MVP. You still have time to get healthier and figure everything out. I do think part of it too is I think they are saving some stuff. I'm not saying it's right or wrong, but I think they're trying to be fully formed by January and maybe hold back a little bit, kind of similar to Kansas City. You know, it's a different way of thinking. You know, it's kind of like the old Greg Popovich Spurs where you spend a couple months just kind of playing possum with teams. And I don't know, maybe it's an excuse. There shouldn't be an excuse if they look bad in Atlanta. But I do think that the Bills are maybe holding back some stuff and that maybe they got to pull it out a little sooner than they expected. So they're right there. Like, yeah, Allen doesn't look great. But when you look at the league as a whole, to your point, who really scares you, right? Like Joe Burrow's out. Lamar Jackson is currently hurt and the Ravens are a mess. Like these teams that you thought you'd have to get past to win a Super Bowl are banged up, except for one.
The Chiefs.
Except for Kansas City.
The Chiefs are still healthy, right.
And I'd be scared as hell of them right now.
Yeah, that's the team. It wouldn't take me long to get to them if I were trying to tick off who I think the best team in the league is, even though, you know, they're just sitting there at 3-3 right now. It just feels like since Worthy has come back, that there was a point in the summer, Tyler, maybe I even said this to you, like I feel like with all the talk about their demise, they get blown out in the Super Bowl, the offense has been inept for almost, you know, maybe two full seasons practically. Like I can feel a Patrick Mahomes 5,000 yard 40 touchdown season coming. And I don't know that we'll get there, but boy, since Xavier Worthy's been back, now they get Rice back, it's popping again.
Yeah, I mean, that Lions game, I mean, the fourth and goal, just to see Xavier Worthy spring off the line. I mean, Amik Robertson for the Lions, like, he tries to get hands on him and just can't. Like, that's what you're going to see now with Rashee Rice back. All these one-on-one matchups, all this speed, it's going to be a problem for all teams. And you know what? There's no identity issues in Kansas City. You know, Andy Reid and Patrick Mahomes have been together forever. I mean, they know each other's thoughts before either one of them has to say a word. And maybe that's would be a little disheartening if you're the Bills. Is that's what you have to get past, obviously. And what, and throw that Burrow Bengals game in there. I think these playoff losses, teams have scored on 31 of 40 non-kneel down possessions. I mean, we've rattled off those numbers. They aren't pretty. And you had your own union and Brian Daboll and Josh Allen. I mean, they did have that kind of relationship. And you were blowtorching teams. You had the perfect game against New England in the wild card. You had the 13 seconds game. That was the team, no doubt, that should have won it all. And it's not time to, you know, write conclusions and eulogies and all that. But as we talk about the Chiefs and that partnership, I can't help but think of the Bills had it themselves. They had it here. And it's not like you can just keep Daboll and let McDermott go, obviously, with what they were doing at that time. But I'm just telling you, this is from players. This is from coaches. That was a special, special relationship that they had right there at One Bills Drive.
What about Brian Daboll at this point? Is he going to make it because Dart is good enough to save him?
Man, exactly. It's been rough. It's been rough for the Giants. I think so, though. I think that it took a long time, and they've had issues with injuries. But number one, just a misplaced faith in Daniel Jones. And if there's a lesson to take, like, I was just talking to a Giants coach about this. He's like, man, if you could have been a fly on the wall in those meetings, Brian Daboll and Daniel Jones could not have been any more different personality-wise. Like, we all saw Daboll and Allen on the sideline, right? He's in his ear screaming after that interception against the Patriots. But Allen could take it. Allen could respond. And they were like blood off the field. They were unbelievably close. Daniel Jones is just very, very serious. Very, very buttoned up. Stoic. Like, he's very sensitive. He never really got over the Hard Knocks stuff, when they were actually thinking about Jane Daniels. He didn't like that. But even before that, I was told, like, he signs that big contract that everybody thought was absurd. He was mad that it was just a two-year deal and was kind of poo-pooing it behind the scenes. It's like, I don't know, Josh Allen, like, if there's a slight, he's going to go out there and basically say, like, F you, I'm proving you wrong. How dare you even think about a quarterback? And I think that Daboll wants a quarterback like that. And he was pushing hard for Jackson Dart. Personality-wise, they clicked. I think on the board they clicked on, like, Shedeur Sanders. I think a report came out this week that, hell, he wanted him with their number 3 overall pick. And so they get Abdul Carter there. They trade up for Dart late. It's going to be ugly at times. They don't really have much talent around him yet. But, yeah, I think if Dart just continues to show a little promise, they win a game here or there, that he keeps his job as he should.
Best team in the NFC. You just saw Detroit up close. Is it someone else, or you like the Lions for this?
I still like the Lions. That was ugly against Kansas City. And golf was pretty average in the second half. But, you know, I think it's the Lions and the Bucks. I mean, God, we talk about all these injuries. There's nobody more decimated than Tampa Bay. I mean, they're two injuries away from trotting out, you know, Rydell Anthony and Ike Hilliard from those old 90s Bucks teams at receiver. They got nothing. But Tez Johnson's like 5'2" running downfield, and Baker's making it happen. It's
listen, Tyler, some of us need production from Tez Johnson urgently.
I was going to throw a Jacquez Green reference. I'm sure you had him on some dynasty teams once upon a time.
I probably did. If it's a guy, I probably had him. Yeah.
Imagine living your life in such a way that that's a sentence that you have to say. I need production from Tez Johnson.
Tez Johnson, baby.
It's just so tough.
Living that reality right now.
Right. Mayfield's got to be, I don't know, Tyler, if you've done a long piece on him already that I don't remember, but man, I would read the bleep out of any. He's just so easy to root for, the way his career's gone to this point.
Oh my God, yeah, he's awesome, and we always come back to the Cleveland Browns just screwing things up here, don't we? Yep. I mean, they had him in house, and you let him get away. I'm kind of piecing together some reporting on that still, but you know, one Browns player was, who's actually really close with Baker. He was telling me, look, at that time, he didn't even really blame the Browns, because he said that Baker was so ticked off at his employer, everybody there, for how they were kind of treating him. Remember, he had played the whole year with a torn-up shoulder, his left shoulder. And I think the relationship was kind of broken. But the Browns, he said, were trying to get in touch with him for a while and just couldn't. So they pivoted, and obviously they pivoted to, you know, somebody had some disgusting allegations against him in Deshaun Watson, and mortgaged their future and mortgaged $230 million guaranteed, and it blew up in their face. But, you know, I think that it's still on the Browns, though. Like, you should know that that's Baker Mayfield. You should know that he plays off of emotion. He is, you know, if confidence is a muscle, man, when he's confident, there's nobody better in football. And you should have known he was playing hurt. Like, what you saw that fall wasn't Baker Mayfield at full strength. So, yeah, I mean, shame on the Browns for letting him leave the building, and how can you not love what he's doing in Tampa? I mean, he's competing with Kyle Trask at one point for his job after the Carolina Panthers kind of spit him out. And, I think that, you know, he's the MVP front runner, and he's just tough as hell. I don't think I can say it on the radio. Andy Janovich was a fullback for those Browns, and we were talking about that season and Baker playing through the shoulder and everything. And he said, quote, the thing about Baker is he won't say bleep to anyone about anything. You could cut his
bleep off, and he wouldn't bleep and say bleep. Like,
you made it.
He is somebody that will play regardless of anything he's going through. There's, and that matters when it's the leader of your team. And you see, what was the play last week? Two defenders just had him sandwiched in the pocket, and he ducks, he escapes, he jukes, he rams through another. Like, he just plays off of emotion, a lot like Josh Allen when he's at his best, as well as any quarterback in the sport.
I think we got the spirit of the quote. So don't worry about you know what you left out.
Text me what you bleep later, Tyler. I'm confused.
Thanks, as always.
An appendage. You know, if you were to cut off a certain appendage, he wouldn't say anything.
We're a little closer to understanding now.
Yeah.
Thank you, Tyler. What's next, quickly, for GoLongTD.com? Oh, you mentioned One Piece. Yes.
Got the Lions story tomorrow, and hoping maybe to get up there to Bills country next week and be a big game. You know, who thought Carolina Panthers would be a big game? But they got to get a win. I mean, more than getting a win, it's just how it looks. It's got to look a little smoother on both sides of the ball. So, yeah, probably looking at that a little bit.
4-2 versus 3-3 as we speak. Bills at Panthers in Week 8. Tyler, thanks again.
Hey, thank you, guys.
Tyler Dunn on the West Hur Hotline. Mike Schopen and the Bulldog here. Lines are open for your calls at 803-0550. This is WGR.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data, 1H2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from United Healthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
If it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at unitedhealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.
I think they are saving some stuff. I'm not saying it's right or wrong, but I think they're trying to be fully formed by January and maybe hold back a little bit, kind of similar to Kansas City. It's a different way of thinking. You know, it's kind of like the old Greg Popovich Spurs where you spend a couple months kind of playing possum with teams. Maybe it's an excuse. There shouldn't be an excuse because they look bad in Atlanta. But I do think that the Bills are maybe holding back some stuff and that maybe they got to pull it out a little sooner than they expected.
Tyler Dunn with us. I guess we just can't know that answer. He might be right. You know, I mentioned to Tyler, and we're talking about this constantly now, like the season and what role New England might play in all of this. On one hand, sure, much cleaner path if you're the division winner again, especially if it's easy and you can negotiate through December, knowing that you've already won it. But the one seed was the point this year, with or without a challenger from within. Like, that's what kind of everybody said was the thing that mattered. And for that, you need to beat everybody. It's not just the Patriots, but it's also Indianapolis and Pittsburgh if it goes to 5-1 tonight, and Kansas City and more. So that, you know, you've got the Chiefs here in two games, week 9, bye week, then at Carolina, then Kansas City. And it could feel by then like that's maybe out of reach.
Yeah, I mean, I think they have to. There's a lot going through my mind right now. We've talked about the idea of holding things back for a couple of years now, and I feel like we've gotten all kinds of answers on that from guys who have been on teams that sense that maybe they were doing that, and other guys that'll tell you, no, man, whatever we're capable of putting on the field, we're putting on the field. We're going to go beat this team this week and give you our best stuff and, you know, hopefully have, you know, ways to spin off of that, but we're not holding back. So I don't know where to land on that. But if the goal, the stated goal, isn't going to just continue to take on water here, which it has for 2 weeks in a row, they need to get it together quickly here. I mean, Carolina should not be a game that gives you much pause. But right now, with the form that they're in, with the lack of answers they seem to have on offense, I'm going to be nervous until I see it again, until I see them be able to put a team down comfortably. I'm not going to take any game for granted. That's what the last 2 weeks have given me. And then it is the Chiefs right after that. And so if you are holding anything back, that's probably the end of it. Like I got the Chiefs in town. I'm going to want to have a head-to-head on them at the very least if it comes to hopefully the one seed. But even if it's any other seed, I'm going to want to have, you know, a leg up on them. So, you know, just like New England could close to within a game of you and ultimately pass you if you lose a couple, the Chiefs, if they win again and, you know, then come here and beat you, they're suddenly right on your tail when it seemed like they were almost, they were never buried, but they were wobbling for sure early in the season. And that seems like a very long time ago. It got late quick with that idea because they don't look wobbly at all to me.
How many losses can the Bills afford? For the one or just in general? I mean, they're different questions.
I still feel like four is the max.
For the one.
Five could maybe with tiebreakers. Like if you beat the Chiefs, you've already beaten the Ravens. But how many games am I going to trust that the Colts are going to fumble away at some point? They're 5-1 right now. So I can't fall any further behind them and expect to just catch them. You know, I wouldn't imagine that their schedule is that hard considering they're in the division that they're in. So I think four. I feel like two more games is all that I could comfortably afford to lose. And that's not a sure thing either, but I feel like that's a number I think I could live with. Four.
Yeah, I think that's probably the minimum or the most you can afford, I should say, to lose also. The Colts or whoever else you want, like there's parity this year, but there still are bad teams. And bad teams, the later you play them, can get worse because their motives are different and they're careful with injuries. And there's really no reason to push anybody or anything. So right now in the AFC, you have five teams that are 1-5 or worse, the Jets being worse at 0-6. And like maybe Baltimore being among them is one that isn't kind of getting the check on this year, but the others might be. Like Miami, what's going to happen? Maybe they make changes mid-season. Like, I just don't really see a rally happening.
To me, they're already playing out the string. It's inevitable that there's going to be big change there, I think. And I'd be surprised if the people there don't know that or feel that in some way. I'm not saying the owners told them, but you'd have to, you know, just completely have your head in the sand to not think you're in real trouble there. Coach, GM, maybe even quarterback, who knows? So, yeah, I think that's right. And, you know, Baltimore even, if they lose a couple more here, right, they're on bye. They're supposed to get Lamar back, and maybe it stabilizes, and they keep their heads above water. But if they don't, does that, like, what does their season end up looking like? I mean, I'm not here to tell you they're going to start spinning off parts. They'll expect to be a contender again right away next year if this year gets away from them. But what are they going to be for other teams they're playing? You know, like, if you're counting on them to trip Pittsburgh up at some point, but they feel they're out of it, then that's not, I don't know if I can count on them.
That's a very important series.
Yeah.
Weeks 14 and 18 are their games with Pittsburgh.
Sure. I mean,
like, if they're dead.
Right. Pittsburgh could just get two wins you did not, you know, expect. Maybe you at best were thinking a split there, but that could impact the whole thing as it goes. That's why I'm, you know, gonna really be rooting for Pittsburgh to drop a game here tonight. I mean, I just can't fathom them being 5-1, but I mean, it could happen. They're favored. But yeah, the rest of it, you know, the Bengals being down, that's easier. I mean, that's right away tonight for Pittsburgh. But that could improve the path forward for them if their competition isn't as urgently needing what, you know, what's presenting itself, you know, the next game wise. I mean,
Indianapolis's schedule is not cake, I would say, but they do have, I mean, they have some games you'd expect them to win. Tennessee again, that's at home in week 8. They've got, I don't know, depends on what Jacksonville is late in the season or Houston. It's actually not easy. Chargers, Titans, Steelers, Falcons, bye week. Chiefs at Kansas City, Houston, Jacksonville, at Seattle, San Francisco, Jacksonville, Houston. That's Indianapolis the rest of the way. I think that's probably
4 more losses.
11 wins, 11, 12.
Yeah.
Probably first place. Don't know. Cincinnati tonight could go from on that other list of teams that just, like, maybe are going to roll over for you, or they could have some life here if they win tonight. Maybe defense gets a little bit better. No Hendrickson in this game. Flacco, I mean, they didn't bring him in just to lose. They made an effort by trading for him.
They're 3-4 with a win tonight, and the Steelers dropped to 4-2. So they've played the extra game. They haven't had their bye yet. Pittsburgh has. But, yeah, I mean, it's a little like the Bills-Patriots scenario from a couple weeks ago. Like, the division game, like, you know, it seems like you're dead. Maybe you're not. Not that the Patriots seem dead coming in here, far from it.
The thing about Baltimore that I would be optimistic about is that they have 5 of their 6 division games left. And nobody's that good. Like, if they played Cincinnati tonight with Lamar Jackson, they'd be a touchdown favorite, wouldn't they? Like, they'd be favored to beat Cincinnati with Lamar Jackson. Maybe not without him. They've got the Browns again. They'll have the Steelers twice. Like, maybe the Steelers have a season where they just, defense is excellent and they're good enough to withstand whatever kind of chasers they encounter. But I think that would be the thing, if I were the Ravens, that I would be optimistic about. Is I'm in a relatively weak division right now, and I've got 5 games left against these guys. So
get my quarterback back on the field. Maybe some other injuries stabilize, because, I mean, they have just been wrecked.
That could be a year where you finish first at 9-8. It could be one of those.
Mm-hmm.
And for Baltimore, like, that's not impossible to get there from 1-5. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog here. The line. Bulldog is next.
Oh, sure.
You've been ready and waiting for that.
I am ready.
That'll be after the break. You'll enjoy it. This is WGR.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence Data, 1H2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.